The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. And good evening. It is time now for Ivy Showcase Basketball. Highland taking on Strasburg from the Reese Center. Here's Matt Croy.
Hey, good evening from the Reese Center. Dave Stabile Court will cap off this year's Girls IVC Showcase with the IVC South Division champions, the Highland Lady Hawks, a record of 18-3. Winners of five games in a row, playing host to the IVC North Division champion, Strasburg. The Lady Tigers are 20-1 on the year. They've won six games in a row. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Brady Stabile on the pregame show on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Check out this residential property located at 744 Diamond Alley in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $259,500. Come take a look at this newer three-bedroom, three-bath ranch home with a covered back deck and front porch on the dead-end street with little traffic. It also includes a landscape patio area and fish pond in the front, new AC and whole house generator, and spacious two-car garage with plenty of extra storage room. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. And I'm alongside Scott Rohde from Rohde's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on, wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rohde's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for this.
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Hello, also the Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Stabile coming off a big road victory over Green by the score of 49-40 over that Division II school that last game, Brady, and really a huge second quarter for your team, especially that score that was 17-9, kind of held them off the rest of the way. What was the key going back to that second quarter for your team?
Man, I feel like our kids really settled in. I felt like we were playing well defensively. I felt like the kids understood game plan pretty well, which was good to see. And then finally started making some shots, getting some turnovers, and were able to put the ball in the basket. Joplin played really well, came up huge for us.
Yeah, think about the little things that are big in big games like that. Point 10 for 10 for the foul line of that game. So girls knocking down the free throws in that contest as well.
Yeah, that was good. You don't see that often, so that was nice to see. And then, you know, I felt like offensively we had people that, you know, were always ready. Evie hit a couple shots for us. Trish was ready, hit a shot. And, you know, Ellie with a huge bucket late. And so we're getting contributions from everybody, which is awesome to see.
IVC Showcase, IVC South Division champions being Highland against IVC North Division champions in Salzburg. That's the way it's been here last couple of years here. Obviously, you had that battle with them in the district semifinals from a season ago here. What stands out to you about this year's Salzburg team?
Yeah, you know, I mean, really good team. They play incredibly hard. Obviously, a very physical presence inside that we're going to have to try to stop, and then a really good point guard. And so, when you got both the inside-outside game, it becomes tough to guard, and so give it our best shot.
Obviously, you want to close out Thursday, you want to win these games here. Also, you know there's a chance you could face them again in tournament time. Do you approach it a little bit differently from that standpoint or no?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely in the back of our minds. I don't know if we approach things differently because it's hard to kind of get in the weeds of all that stuff. And so it's just show up, play basketball, play how we play, and see what happens.
Just aside from that, Brady, playing a tough test against Green like you did the last game, a good team like this in Salzburg, you're kind of the right opponents to play right this time of year.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we scheduled Green towards the end of the year. We knew they had a really good post player, and for us to accomplish our goals this year, we got to beat some really good post players. And so got a chance to do that on Wednesday against the Federal League champs, and you know, got another test tonight.
Kind of just looking ahead, of course, the tournament drawing finished up last Sunday here, and of course, you get the top seed. Your outlook as far as the sectional tournament is concerned in the district?
You know, it kind of went how we thought it would. You know, some good opportunities to play some good games, got a chance to win a game at home, and then go on the road. And it's the best time of year. It's tournament time. In Ohio girls basketball, it's fun to be a part of.
Brady, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
It's the voice of Ohio Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply with maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
At Pomerene Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerene is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerene. Hospital.org.
Well, just like in last year's Girls IVC Showcase, Highland will cap off the day by playing Strasburg. Both teams, of course, the champions out of their respective divisions in the IVC from a season ago as well. Highland last year in the IVC Showcase game won easily over Strasburg, and they won in that game by a final score of 64-25, a game where saw Mallory Switzman score 15 points and 13 for Joplin Yoder in that game, 9 points also for Ellie Habiger, and Highland got that lopsided victory. But the two teams would face later on in tournament time, and we'll talk about that momentarily. Highland, of course, went unbeaten at 12-0 in IVC South Division play last year, went 20-2 overall. Strasburg went 12-0 themselves in the IVC North Division play last year, and they went 17-5 overall in the season the last year. The two teams again would face off in the Division IV District semifinals, and that was a much tighter affair. Highland won that game 45-36, a game where Strasburg led by 1 point at 28-27 through 3, but Highland outscored Strasburg 18-8 in that final period, and Highland got that 9-point victory. Of course, Highland would eventually go on to the regional finals where they fell in overtime to Waterford last season. In that particular game, Highland would force 19 turnovers on the Strasburg team compared to just 8 for Highland, and also Highland connected on 6 of 25 three-pointers. Strasburg was 0 for 3 from long distance, and Highland got that 9-point win. Leading the way for Highland in that victory, in that tournament win over Strasburg last season, Ashley Mullen had 19 points, 6 also scored by Mallory Switzman in that game. Of course, now gone to graduation, both of them, and 11 points scored by Joplin Yoder to go along with 5 rebounds. For Strasburg, leading the way, Riley Thomas had 14 points and 12 rebounds with a double-double in that tournament loss for Strasburg, and also 7 points for Sibylla, and 7 points also for Allie Miller in the game as well, and 6 points for Seacrest in the game for Strasburg in that loss for them. Highland against Strasburg tonight here in the Girls IVC Showcase. We'll have more to come after this on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Highland lost the first game of the season, a five-point loss to Division I Strongsville on the road, but then won 13 in a row. They lost both their games at the Classic of the Country, a four-point loss to Alter, and also fell 47-29 to Brush. Since then, Highland has won five in a row. The record is 18-3. Strongsville just one loss of the season. They began their season winning their first 14 games before they finally lost in a game at the Classic of the Country to Bellevue. Lost to them 46-17, but since then they won six in a row, and their record is 20-1 on the year. And for Highland, come in averaging for them 54 points per contest. Strasburg is averaging 58 a game. Defensively, the Lady Hawks give up 32.8 points per contest. Strasburg gives up 30.3 a game on the defensive end. Of course, the final game here of the day for the Girls IVC Showcase. That means we have the South Division champions, the Highland Hawks, who finish up again unbeaten in the conference play at 12-0 in the South. And Strasburg finished up at 12-0 in the North Division to capture the North Division title. Strasburg clinching their fourth consecutive IVC North Division Championship. Highland has clinched their 30th consecutive IVC championship title for them. Of course, that being before they were went to two divisions as well. But as a whole, IVC champion now 30th straight time for Highland to get the IVC title again this year. After that, in the South, it was Tuskegee Valley at 10-2. Ridgewood went 8-4. Sini Valley and Indian Valley 5-7. Claymont 2-10. Garaway 0-12. Newcomers stand in the IVC North. It was Strasburg. After them, it was Newcomers down in 7-4, New Malvern 7-5 of the conference, Buckeye Trail 7-5, TCC 4-8, East Canton 3-9, and Connaughton Valley 1-10. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference in girls basketball, Ashland clinching the first OCC title for them in school history in girls basketball, finishing up at 11-1 to capture the OCC championship. Then it was New Philadelphia at 8-3 to finish up in second place, Lexington 7-4, West Holmes 7-5 of the conference, Madison 6-6, Mansfield Senior and Worcester both 1-11. Overall around the area in girls basketball, Lionelville record of 13-8, Central Christian 12-7, Wayndale and Triway, as well as West Holmes, now 10-11 entering the day. Now, West Holmes defeated Triway today earlier, so West Holmes now finishing up their regular season at 11-11. Triway finished up at 10-12. Garaway 1-20, and Danville a record of 1-18. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Get country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor, along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find three bedrooms, along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Finals of the IVC Girls Showcase games here in Highland today saw East Canton defeat Claymont 51-36. It was Sini Valley over Newcomerstown 60-34. Indian Valley down TCC 37-26. Ridgewood slipping past Buckeye Trail 53-46. And it was Tuskegee Valley all over Mauer 55-13. While Garraway and Connaughton Valley, they did not play their game for today. Of course, we'll cap it up with the featured game of the day. That being Highland against Charlesburg. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's contest. I think a lot of people looking forward to this matchup tonight.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one here. Two teams coming in here, the best in their division. And listen, Charlesburg's a very, very good basketball team. Highland's going to have their hands full tonight.
Certainly are here. I think, you know, you look back last year, they had a 9-point win for Highland in the district semifinals. I think, obviously, this is a game team that they could play each other again. That's the unique part about this in the tournament time. And interesting to see kind of how they kind of approach this really on both sides of this game tonight.
It is. It's kind of a curse and a blessing. You know, you want to play a good team, but you don't want to play a team, you know, 2 weeks before you might see them in the tournament time. So, you know, for Highland here, I guess they don't want to show their hand too much, but they want to go out and get a victory tonight. Same for Charlesburg on that side. So this is going to be an interesting matchup.
Uniqueness about Charlesburg here, a lot of teams can kind of match up with Highland guard play as well as the inside play. Charlesburg can, from the standpoint that they've got Sophia Seacrest, a very good guard, can handle that ball against pressure, but also they have the size with Riley Thomas and Allie Miller.
They do. They've got size inside. You know, but for Highland on their side, they can counter that with Yoder and Habegger. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. But, yeah, Strasburg's a team that can go inside, outside on you. When you have a perimeter game and you've got bigs inside, that makes it hard to defend. It's going to spread the Highland defense. So Highland's going to have to play good help side defense, rotate when they can, but it's going to really come down to good one-on-one matchups this afternoon.
One thing about it, we've seen Highland really, certainly they played well all year long, but especially here after the Classic, they really played some good basketball, including that win over Green their last game.
Yeah, they did. So the defense in that Green game was impressive. But for Highland after the Classic, and that's a great point, Matt, their scoring output started improving. They finally started shooting the ball. And not that they didn't shoot well all season long, but shots have started to drop for them. So consequently, they're scoring more points. They're playing with confidence right now. Both these teams are playing their basketball this season right now.
All right, we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back at the national anthem and also the starting lineups in the opening tip after this on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
We'll pick up the presentation of the champion trophies here on the court here with Don Spinell.
On the other side, perfect 12-0, their 30th consecutive IBC Girls Basketball Championship. It goes to the South Division, the Highland Hawks. Now, Annabeth, how many over here were part of the sturdy IBC championship team? If you were part of it, please stand up. I have a bet on this. And one, well, going one, two. All right. Three, four. I'm going to count those. Outstanding. I thought there'd be at least five. But thank you. Congratulations.
It's a nice national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. Just about ready for the national anthem here momentarily. Once again, tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup being brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. For Highland Knight, they'll be the visitors on the scoreboard here. So for them, they'll look like this. They'll go with their 5'6" sophomore guard, number two. That's Macy Mullet. A 5'10" senior guard, number three, is Ellie Habegger. A 5'5" junior guard, number 11, Evie Mass for Highland. A 5'7" senior guard, number 15, is Trish Troyer. And in the middle for the Hawks, they'll go with their 6-foot senior forward. That's number 35, Joplin Yoder. And for Stralsburg, the home team tonight, they'll go like this. Number two is a 5'3" junior guard. That's Lila Wiggins. A 6'1" junior forward, number four, is Allie Miller. A 5'3" junior guard, number five, is Sophia Seacrest. A 5'11" senior forward, number 22, Riley Thomas, and a 5'5" junior guard is number 23, Ella Gilkerson, for Stralsburg.
And tonight's story line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair, and paint jobs will have their car looking brand new. They'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Matt Coyle alongside Troy Fritz and Michael Hammond back at the studio. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Because earlier today, you heard on WKLM, it was also live streamed from the Dungeon, West Holmes and girls basketball. They defeated Triway 59-45 to cap off their regular season play. Highland against Stralsburg tonight. We'll take a quick break. Come back to you at the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at keimhome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Stralsburg wearing their white jerseys and white shorts, their orange dribbles and black trim. Highland with their gray jerseys and gray shorts and black dribbles in white trim as well. Highland on their home court, but they'll be technically the visitors on the scoreboard for this IVC showcase game. Jumping for Highland, Joplin Yoder as per usual. Joplin, a 6-foot senior. Jumping for Stralsburg is Riley Thomas. She's a 5'11" senior. It's about ready for the final game of the 2025 Girls IVC Showcase. The Boys Showcase will be next Saturday over at Claymont. It'll be won by Highland going from left to right on the toss. And Macy Miller across the half-court line. Dribbles it, spins around to get Seacrest down top. Her pass to Trish Troyer, left wing now to Habegger. Back out top to Troyer. Dribbles at right point. The handoff now, received now by Evie Mass. She'll find Macy Mullet on the left wing. Back out top to Habegger. Her three-pointers up there going to be good.
Good set play to give Allie a good open look.
And she buried it. 3-0 start for Highland. Strasburg ball going right to left. Ball punched away from Seacrest's hand. She'll track it back down. She'll lob across the midcourt line to Riley Thomas. Thomas on the right wing. Now to the foul line. Picks it up. Her pass out top. She's back down by Seacrest. Now to Thomas. Loves inside to Allie Miller. Knocked away and stolen. Highland has the steal. The first turnover on Strasburg. Mullet to the front court on the right wing. Drive. Lane. Mullet runner off the last. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Riley Thomas. Charlesburg ball punched loose by Edie Mass, but grabbed by Seacrest across the timeline. Out of the foul line to the left wing. She'll back it up. 3-0 Highland. Charlesburg has the ball. Back out top to Lila Wiggs. Wiggs to the left point. Back out top to Riley Thomas. She'll find Gilkerson on the right point. Back inside to Allie Miller. Double team to the right block. Miller shovels it back out top. Gilkerson for a three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Tip to the four and chased down. And the shot by Riley Thomas. Her shot no good. Rebound to the four. Knocked out of bounds off the hands of who? It'll be off of Allie Miller's hands, so Highland will have the basketball. Lady Hawks playing some pressure defense early on.
Yes, they are. They're extending it out wide. They're rotating the low post when the ball goes down low.
3-0 Highland, they had the ball. 6.5 to play first quarter from the Reese Center here at Dave Stable Court. Joplin Yoder on the right corner. Dribbles it to the foul line to Lane. Her layup off the glass is good.
Yeah, good quick first step there by Joplin.
She has her first 2-5-0 start for Highland. And light focal pressure on by Evie Mass. Seacrest has it in the backcourt. Sophia Seacrest, 5'3", junior point guard. She'll take it at three-quarter court now across the half-court line. Her pass to your side, out of bounds off the hands of Lionel Wiggs. That'll be a turnover, the second on the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, good ball pressure there by Evie Mass, forced that turnover.
Highland ball, stay tuned tonight for high school scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Macy Mullet dribbles it across the half-court line for Highland on the left wing. Mullet spins around, back pass out top to Edie Mast. Mast to the corner. Lobs it out top to Macy Mullet. Dribbles it left wing. Crossover to the foul line. 15-footer up in the air by Mullet. Going to be no good, but she drew a foul on Gilkerson. That'll send Mullet to the foul line.
Yeah, that was set up by a really nice crossover dribble to get her that open look.
First foul on Strasburg. So Mullet will step to the charity stripe. 5'6 sophomore, averaging 8 points per game and 2 rebounds per contest. That free throw's up. Going to be good. Her first point tonight. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game as that player receives the free t-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and the screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throws up. That's going to be good as well by Mullet. Buries them both. 7-0 Highland. Focal pressure is on. Inbounded to Allie Miller. Now to Seacrest. She'll dribble across the midcourt line for Strasburg. On the right wing. Works it against Mass. Lobs it out top to Wiggs. On the left wing now to Gilkerson. Out top to Wiggs. Thought about it. Holds on to it instead. Now to Seacrest on the right wing. Back on the left point. Back to Gilkerson. Her three-pointers up there going to be no good. Rebound to the four. She's down by Seacrest. Back in the left wing. Goes over to Riley Thomas. Her shot no good from 18 feet away. Rebound Joplin Yoder. Highland ball to the front court. Grabbed by Trish Troyer. Troyer, three-pointer up in the air. It's going to be knocked down. Trish Troyer for the three. Highland a 10-0 lead. 5:17 to play first quarter. Timeout by Strasburg. This is girls IVC Showcase Basketball on WKLM.
Eichert Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Oh, Highland early on Troy couldn't ask for a better starter for the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, they couldn't script this any better here, but there's the sharp shooting of Highland. We talked about their shooting the ball extremely well. They forced two quick turnovers on Strasburg, so defense creates offense. Highland's got a 10-0 lead.
See what response Strasburg has out of that timeout. They'll have it on the back baseline, and man-to-man press on by Highland, it looks like. Riley Thomas to inbound. Goes so to Sophia Seacrest. As the pressure backs off, Seacrest now works it against Tori Weaver in the backcourt. She'll take it across the half-court line. Now to the top of the key. Pass goes high on the left side. Received now on the near end by Spidell. Back over to Thomas. Thomas pass to the right corner. Now to Sibylla. Sibylla to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes out of bounds. Another turnover, the third on the Lady Tigers.
Highland doing a good job of passing, closing down those passing lanes. There was nowhere to go with that ball.
Highland ball up 10-0. 5 minutes to play. First quarter from the recenter. Macy Mullet to the front court. Bumped by Seacrest. Now dribbles the right wing. The handoff to Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it cross over to the foul line. In on the corner now to Weaver. Weaver to the baseline. Her runner's up and they are going to be good.
What a good first move by Tori.
Tori Weaver, her first two. 12-0 Highland. Stralsburg has the ball. Here's Seacrest with it. A three-quarter squirt now across the half-court line against Weaver. Takes it right wing. Seacrest to the corner. Now backs it up. Three-pointer right wing by Seacrest is going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be corralled inside by Sibylla. Her shot no good, but she's fouled on the putback by Macy Mullet. First team foul on Highland.
And Stralsburg, a team that's getting offensive rebounds. That's their third second chance opportunity of the game.
Addison Sibylla off the bench with that putback. The 5'7 sophomore trying to get her team on the board. And she'll line it up. Sibylla free throws up there. Going to be no good. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83, Millersburg. Second free throw, no good as well. Missed them both. Rebound that Perrin Mishler, the freshman, is in. Now for Highland, they're still up 12-0. 4:19 to play first quarter. Mass to the foul line. Now the Joplin Yoder for a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound by Weaver. Back to Joplin Yoder. Her layup off the last is going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Allie Miller. Stralsburg ball. They hand out to Seacrest in the backcourt. Works it against Evie Mast. Seacrest now across the half-court line. 4 minutes to play first quarter. Dribbles it right wing. Seacrest. Drive, who's crashing into the paint, and gets called for the charge as she ran into Tori Weaver.
Tori holds her ground there. We see her do that so many times. Such a tough young lady.
Fearless. First personal foul on Seacrest.
Indeed.
Second team foul on Stralsburg. They'll get the turnover as well. Highland ball gets the 1-2-2 press down for Stralsburg. Joplin Yoder's pass goes front court to Weaver. Cross-court pass out to Edie Mass for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound is going to be wrestled away by Allie Miller. Tigers ball down 12-0. Into the front court now to Spidell. Spidell to the right wing. Crossover. Lost it. And knocked away into the floor. Grabbed by Sibylla. And going to be what? It'll be a held ball. Arrow does stay with Stralsburg, though. But nothing easy right now coming for the Lady Tigers.
Absolutely not. Perrin Mishler hitting the ground there, playing really good defense, the Lady Hawks.
Out there now, Evie Mass, Tori Weaver, Macy Mullet, and also Trish Troyer just checking back in, along with Ellie Habiger. Pass inside, going to be grabbed by Allie Miller. Her shot for the right block, no good. Rebound is corralled by Ellie Habiger. Highland ball, long pass by Mullet to the front court to Trish Troyer. Back to Macy Mullet, high on the left. Mullet spins around to the foul line. 50-throw by Mullet, going to be off the last, no good. Rebound going to be hauled in inside on that board by Lila Wiggs. To the front court to Spidell. Her fadeaway jumper by Spidell, that's no good. Rebound grabbed now by Macy Mullen. Highland ball. Trish Troyer on the left wing. Back in the corner now to Habiger. Habiger to the baseline. Her shot going to be no good, but she drew a blocking foul. Stralsburg thought the other way, but instead it'll be a blocking foul on Olivia Spidell, her first.
Yeah, a good jab step in the corner. Got her off running on the baseline, and that was a good call by the official. That was a block.
13 foul on Stralsburg. Ellie Habiger at the charity stripe. 5'10", senior averaging just over 6 points per game and 5 rebounds per contest.
She's earned these here. She played great defense that last series down there for Highland.
Really has. And that free throw up going to be bouncing in for Habiger. She has 4 points early on in this game. Joplin Yoder back in for Tori Weaver for the Lady Hawks. After a short rest, 13-0 Highland. And second free throw attempt by Habiger. That's up in there. That's going to be good as well. Buries them both. 14-0 Lady Hawks. 2:50 and counting first quarter. McRae alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast from the Reese Center at Dave Stabaugh Court. Seacrest across the timeline for Stralsburg. Dribbles the right wing. Pass the corner to Sibylla. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
That's a big one.
Now get Strasburg on the board for the first time tonight. Addison Sibilla for the three from the far corner. 14-3, Highland has the ball in the lead to the corner now. To Troyer. Now to Joplin Yoder. Yoder dribbles it. To the left wing, they hand off the Macy Bullet. Long three floater going to be off the mark. Rebound, Joplin. Herpepek is going to be no good. Got a rebound again. This time going to be knocked loose out of bounds off of Joplin Yoder's hands. So unable to get the putback to go, and now Strasburg's going to have the ball.
Yeah, but Joplin being active on the offensive board, they need her to do that.
14-3 Highland. Bannerman presses on once again. Embedded to Seacrest. And works it against Edie Mast. Seacrest, a three-quarter score, and takes her time now as she'll get it across the half-court line. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Seacrest, right wing, out of the foul line. Her 15 footers up there, going to be no good. Rebound, batted out of bounds, saved by Thomas. She'll bat it out top, back to Seacrest. What a save that time. Three-pointer by Seacrest, meanwhile, going to be good.
Oh, they made that payoff.
The hustle by Thomas, the three-pointer nailed by Seacrest, her first points of the game. Meanwhile, here's Highland. He's Edie Mass for a shot up in the air. That's going to be an off-the-mark rebound. Riley Thomas. Strasburg ball down 14-6 now. Seacrest across the midcourt line. Down to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. Out top to Spidell. Drive. Lane. Her shot left hand going to be no good, but she drew a foul on Macy Mullet. Second team foul on Highland. Mullet now has her second personal foul.
Yeah, Strasburg playing with some confidence all of a sudden here, getting a couple quick buckets.
They've changed the momentum to their side for sure. It'll be at the foul line, as for mentioned, 5'5 junior Olivia Spidell. Looking for her first point of the game. That free throw is up, going to be no good. And now Weaver in for Macy Mullet with his two personal fouls on her.
Yeah, Highland continues to rotate deep into their bench as normal.
Sibilla's out, and Lila Wiggs back in for Strasburg. Spidell's second free throw, that's up, and that's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound punched out top, and it'll be grabbed near midcourt by Maddie Boylan, the freshman. Here's a drive to the baseline by Thomas. Her shot off the last is going to be good. Thomas on the board for the first time. Now a 14-8 ball game. Pass inside, goes over to Joplin. To the corner now, Trish Troyer for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Grabs it to the corner. Out top to Habiger, her three-pointer off the mark. Rebound, knocked to the floor, going after it. Going to be Weaver, she'll chase it back down. Highland ball again. Strasburg in the midst of an 8-0 run. Evie Mass with a 50 seconds in counting, first quarter. Now to Weaver on the left wing. Dribbles it, picks it up. Weaver, pass out top, nobody there, but tracked down instead by Habiger. Back to Evie Mass out top. 40 seconds to go. Mass dribbles it. Bounce pass goes to Habiger, high on the right. Out top to Edie Mass. Gets the play call from head coach Brady Stable. Maybe looking for that final shot of the quarter. 28 seconds to go. Now the Trish Troyers, they spread the floor. 20 seconds. Habiger has it high on the right. The handoff goes over to Edie Mass. Down to 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. High on the ball. On the left wing, here's Trish Troyer, 10 seconds. Troyer, out top, Joplin Yoder, 8 seconds. Joplin, jab step, three-pointer, Joplin Yoder, up in the air, going to be no good. Bounces over the backboard after the missed shot, and Strasburg will have it now with 3.9 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, you can see Highland setting it up. They wanted to get the ball into her hands. Got her a good look, just didn't go in.
Inbound in the backcourt to Sophia Seacrest. Now to Thomas. Thomas across the midcourt line. Her shot at midcourt going to be no good off the rim. And the shot by Thomas. And that'll close out the first. At the end of one, Highland 14 and Strasburg 8. This is the Girls IVC Showcase on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs. When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Hyland was 2-for-8 from long distance, while Strasburg was 2-for-5. Hyland 2-for-7 from two-point range. Strasburg was 1-for-5 in that first quarter. Hyland 4-for-4 from the foul line. Strasburg 0-for-4. And Hyland also and Strasburg each had 12 rebounds in that first half for each team. 4 turnovers for Strasburg, none for Hyland in that first quarter of action. Hyland has the ball to begin the second quarter drive by Evie Mast. Punched loose on the floor and stolen away by Strasburg. That's the first turnover on Hyland. Here's Sechrest on the other end. Sechrest three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be a high shot. She'll knock it down. Nothing but net. Sophia Sechrest.
Yeah, she's starting to heat up.
The Rainbow Three. She has 6 points. 11-0 run for Strasburg. Down 14-11. Pass out top goes to Evie Mass. Hyland began the game in a 14-0 run. Since then, an 11-0 run by Strasburg to get right back into it. Now 2-3 zone defense on by Strasburg. Joplin Yoder's pass goes right wing Evie Mass. Mass dribbles it out top. On the left point to Trish Troyer. Back in the corner, here's Tori Weaver. Weaver lobs it out top back to Troyer. Right wing and Mass. Right corner and be knocked out of bounds by the denied defense of Riley Thomas.
Yeah, this is a really aggressive zone defense they switched into, and Hyland doesn't have an answer for it here yet.
L.A. Habecker to win Bennett. Midway point of the front court. Pass in the hands now of Evie Mass. High on the right. Tolls at the play. Gets that zone defense. Left wing Trish Troyer. From the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Yoder. Nice pass. Inside goes to Habecker. She'll bake it up. No good with the left hand. Rebound to the floor. Going to be out of bounds off of Strasburg. Couldn't quite corral it. Gilkerson inside. So Hyland will inbound it beneath her own backboard.
Joplin did a good job finding Ellie there when they got the triple team on her. She'll have to look for that open player.
Mass to inbound. And her pass goes in the hands of the steal by Lila Wiggs. Here's the drive-in transition by Sophia Sechrest. She'll be cut off. Lobs it out top. Wiggs. Right corner now. Three-pointer goes up in the air by Gilkerson. Off the mark. Rebound chased down by Tori Weaver. Hyland ball. And Mass, that three-quarter score. Pass front court goes to Weaver. On the right wing. Weaver holds onto it. Now dribbles it to the foul line. Into the corner, Joplin Yoder. Her cross-court pass goes left side. Dangerous pass knocked away and stolen. And transition, here's the steal. The layup off the glass is going to be good by Lyle Wicks. Her first two, 13-0 run by Strasburg. 14-13 the score. Timeout called, 6:21 to play first half. This is the Girls IBC Showcase on WKOM.
Vinco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Well, 14-0, things were looking pretty good on the Highlands side at that point, Troy, but what a response by Strasburg since then.
Well, Sophia Sechrest hits a couple of threes, and it got contagious, and all of a sudden, the momentum clearly shifts to Strasburg, and they're in the driver's seat right now.
13-0 run in return for Strasburg, down by one now, 14-13. Highland has the ball out of the timeout. Here's Evie Mass to the front court to Habecker. Left wing in the pass, Trish Troyer. Gets the handoff down to Perrin Mishler. She'll dribble it out top. Now to Evie Mass, high on the right side. Mass crossover, down to the foul line. On the left point to Perrin Mishler. Mishler, left wing, double team, back out top to Evie Mass. On the left wing, here's Joplin Yoder for a three-pointer up, but they're going to be off the mark. Rebound goes out of bounds, and Strasburg will have the ball. So they'll get the stop. Down by a one.
Hyland trying to find ways to get the ball in Joplin's hands. And then Strasburg's done a really, really good job of keeping her bodied up wherever she's at.
Madison Sibilla is checking back in along with Olivia Spidell for the Lady Tigers. With Gilkerson out and Lila Wiggs out. Here's Sophia Sechrest with the basketball across the half-court line. 5:48 to play in the second. Now to Sibilla on the left point. Cross-court pass right side. Now to Spidell. Her three-pointer's up there. Going to be good. Olivia Spidell gives Strasburg their first lead at 16-14.
Good set play there. Strasburg overloaded it, left Spidell alone.
Pass out top, kicked. And it will stay with Iowa.
Yeah, good defense up top by the Lady Tigers.
16-0 run by Strasburg after Highland had scored the first 14 points of the game.
Needless to say, Highland needs a bucket here to stop the bleeding, Matt.
Yes, they do. Out top on the pass by Habiger to Edie Mast. Down to Trish Troyer, left wing. Pass deflected, grabbed by Troyer. She'll find Joplin Yoder out top. Down to Edie Mast, high on the right. Mast top of the key against that zone defense. Back to Perrin Mischler. Dribbles it to the foul line. Delayed runner by Mischler up in the air. No good rebound. Grabbed by Joplin Yoder. She falls down as she was pushed, says the official. And it'll be an offensive rebound and a foul. First team foul called on Strasburg in the second quarter.
Yeah, I like what Perrin Mischler did there. She found penetration into that zone defense, and that's really what set that up.
And the foul called on Riley Thomas, her first. Evie Mass to inbound. Highland down by two, 16-14. Into the corner, the pass goes to Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it to the paint. Left wing of the pass, Edie Master. Three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound. She's down by Olivia Spidell. Her pass, front court to Seacrest. She'll track it down. Seacrest grabs it under the basket. Here it is. Thomas. She'll make it up and in.
A good pass and a low poster by Seacrest.
Thomas has four. 18-14 to Strasburg. Highland ball. Here's Edie Master to the foul line. Drive, lane. Her layup off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound. Riley Thomas. 18-0 run for Strasburg. They had the ball. A four-point lead. Seacrest left wing. 4.5 to play in the second quarter. Cross-court pass down to Spidell. Spidell's pass. Right block to Allie Miller. Her shot no good. Rebound by Allie Miller, though. Put back no good. On the second attempt, she drew a foul. And Miller will step to the foul line. I believe that foul going to be called on Edie Mast. First team foul on Highland. Mast has her first.
It was indeed. But Strasburg once again did a good job penetrating. Got the ball in the low post.
Allie Miller, 6'1", junior center. And she's at the charity stripe.
This size for Strasburg really giving Highland fits.
That free throw is up. It's going to be no good. They missed their free throws early on in the first half. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Hammond reporting on the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw by Miller. That is up. That's going to be no good as well. Rebound. Tipped around, finally grabbed by Sibylla. Will get the offensive board. Will the Tigers. And a four-point lead. 4:20 to play in the second. Here's Spidell. Poke loose. Rams again out top. Cross-court pass to Sibylla on the left wing. Out top to Spidell. We're in the foul line. Thomas inside to Allie Miller. Grabs it. Her layup is going to be good. Miller, her first 2 points. 20-14 to Strasburg.
And she backed down at Habiger in the post. She couldn't stop her.
They've scored 20 straight. That pass to Weaver in the corner for Highland. And a Macy Mullen high in the left. Mullen dribbles it. Back in the corner to Weaver. Weaver to the baseline. Around the foul line to Habiger. Double team. Now top Mullen. Mullen dribbles it. 3-pointer by Mullen. Up there going to be off the mark. Rebound Weaver again. Back to Mullen. Out top Joplin. Back to Mullen on the left side. Dribbles it to the foul line. Mullen drive. Runner by Mullen. Going to be blocked by Miller. And clean block. Rebound grabbed by Riley Thomas. Lady Tigers basketball in a 20-14 lead. 3:20 to play in the half. Seacrest across the midcourt line. Takes the left wing. Works it against Perrin Mischler. On the right wing, Sibylla. Dribbles it out top. Got a Spidell high on the left side. Dribbles it to the foul line. Inside goes to Riley Thomas. Her shot is going to be off the rim. No good. Rebound to Weaver. She'll be knocked to the floor by Allie Miller. Second team foul in Strasburg. And Miller has her first personal foul.
That's the fifth rebound by Tori Weaver.
Game in, game out. She finds a way to get to that ball. As now Trish Troyer is in. And Mischler as well as Habiger both having a seat. Macy Mullen back out there. Highland has the ball with his two personal fouls. Mullen across the timeline. 3 minutes to play in the half. On the right wing, bounce pass right side, Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it off her leg, though, and out of bounds. Fourth turnover on Highland.
Spidell doing a really good job on Yoder down in the block.
...20 20 straight points scored by Stralsburg, and they have the ball in the lead. Here's Seacrest on the right wing. Bounce pass to Lila Wiggs. Into the corner now. Back inside from Gilkerson to cutting Olivia Spidell. Her shot no good with the left hand, but she'll be fouled, and they'll send Olivia Spidell to the charity stripe.
Strasburg's doing a really good job the two-man game down the low post, Matt. They're getting the ball inside. It's a little give and go, and it's working.
And by the way, the third personal on Macy Mullet.
Oh, my.
And that has been an issue with her foul trouble in this first half. Spidell with the free throw up in the air. It's going to be good. So Mullet will be out. Paramister checks back in.
That's the first made free throw attempt by Stralsburg.
Spidell has 4 points all coming in the second quarter. 21-14, Lady Tigers, 2:37 to play in the second. That free throw is up. That's going to be good. Makes them both there. 22 straight scored by Stralsburg. Highland ball. Mast over to Trish Troyer, high on the left. Spins around. She'll find Evie Mast now high on the right side. Dribbles the top of the key. Mast passes inside to Joplin Yoder. It gets that zone to be knocked away, but the foul's called. Going after that, the 13th foul Stralsburg in the second quarter.
You can see when she touches the ball, they just collapse on her. She had three bodies on her as soon as she touched it.
Not giving her anything easy. It'll be in now Ella Haberger. Haberger going to be replacing Tori Weaver. And that'll be the second personal foul on Ella Gilkerson. Embedded by Haberger to Evie Mast. Back to Haberger. Left wing now to Trish Troyer. In the hands of Paramister now, high on the right. Mishler lobs it inside, goes to Haberger. Backs it in. Here, fadeaway jumper up in the air. Missed everything. Rebound batted away. And we're going to call a foul called on Joplin Yoder going over the back. That'll be the 13th foul. Highland Joplin has her first personal foul. Again, Highland, as you mentioned, Troy, having trouble figuring this Stralsburg defense out.
Well, it's the length. Stralsburg's put a couple of their bigs out on top of that zone, and that length out top's making it hard for Highland to get the ball inside.
Stralsburg ball, they're up 22-14. 2 minutes to play in the half. Seacrest to the front court. Dribbles it out top, down to the foul line. Her cross-court pass goes to out top the Wiggs. In the corner to Spidell. Spidell to the baseline. Her layup left hand going to be no good, but she drew a foul. Kind of leaning in to Paramister. She drew it. And for Paramister, her first 14th foul on the Lady Hawks.
Spidell did a really good job using her body to keep Mishler on her backside and drew the foul.
Spidell, 5 points in the first half. Highland has yet to score in the second quarter. That free throw's up. That's going to be good. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw by Spidell. That's up in the air. That's going to be good as well. 24-14, Stralsburg. Highland ball out top to Haberger, left wing to Trish Troyer. Back in the corner. Grabbing the dribble by Evie Mast. Her layup going to be blocked inside by Spidell, but she'll get called for the foul. Good take to the basket by Evie Mast. 14th foul in Stralsburg, and Spidell will have, for her, her second personal.
Yeah, rare opportunity for Highland to attack the basket. Good recognition there by Evie.
Yeah, if she can knock down a free throw or two, here will be their first points of the quarter.
They need these desperately.
That's up. It's going to be in and out. And back in, got the bounce.
Needed that one.
Evie Mast, 5'5", junior guard, averaging 7.5 a game and just over 2 rebounds per contest. That is her first point tonight. And first point of the quarter for Highland. Snapping a 24-0 run by Stralsburg. That free throw up, that's good as well. 24-16, Stralsburg the lead. Full court press is on by Highland. That pass grabbed by Seacrest. She'll dribble it across midcourt. 1.5 to play, second quarter. Seacrest backs up now. 3-4 by Seacrest up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to Haberger. Outlet pass down to Evie Mast. She'll cross the timeline. Mast to the foul line. Dumps it inside. Joplin Yoder on the right wing to Paramister. That 3-4 is up in the air. Going to be knocked down.
There you go, Perrin.
Big shot, Paramister. Her first points of the game. 24-19. Highland down by 5. Now on a 5-0 run. Tigers with it. 1 minute to play in the second quarter. Ball poke loose, grabbed by Spidell, and timeout called by Stralsburg. 56 seconds to play in the half. It's Stralsburg 24 and Highland 19. This is the Girls IVC Showcase on WKLM.
And I'm alongside Scott Rudy from Rudy's IGA, and they're helping you get ready for this.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Matt. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say that.
What are you talking about, Scott? You mean I can't say this Sunday is this?
No, we can't say that. It's copyrighted.
All right, now I get it. But I can say that Rody's IGA has all the items you need for your big game parties this Sunday, right?
Sure can, and great sale prices, too.
All right, stop in now through Sunday and get ready for this.
Matt, not again.
Sorry, I mean the big game at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Find the perfect gift for Valentine's Day at the jewelry store with their selection of sterling silver or gold jewelry, along with the necklace or diamond earrings. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. And Salzburg has it out of the timeout. To inbound it will be Olivia Spivel. Goes over to Sophia Seacrest. Seacrest across the timeline, 50 seconds in counting in the half. Highland with the man-to-man defense. Pass out top goes to Spivel. Dribbles the left point. 40 seconds. Now in the hands of Gilkerson. Left point back to Lila Wiggs. Wiggs to the foul line. Into the corner goes to Spivel. Spivel to the baseline. Her pass out top to Wiggs. Inside Riley Thomas. Thomas to the paint. Backs it in. Her shot up there going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the floor. And chased down by Habiger. She'll be fouled by Riley Thomas. Thomas, her second 15th foul also. So it should be a double bonus.
It should. Ellie's doing a good job battling down there in the paint.
Officials recognizing that, so indeed they will go to the charity stripe. Highland around a 5-0 run, so a chance to add on to that. Get a little closer here at the end of this first half.
Yeah, Highland wants to take advantage of this. The clock stop here. Close this gap back down.
Ellie Habiger at the charity stripe. 5'10 senior, averaging just over 6 points per game and 5 rebounds per game contest as well. Has 4 points this evening. A free throw going to be good. Make it 5. Now a 6-0 run for Highland, down 24-20. Highland scored the first 14 points of the game, and then Stolzberg countered with 24 consecutive points. Now Highland scored the last 6. Habiger here, a free throw. That's going to be good. Make it the last 7 now. Highland down by 3, 24-21.
They're perfect from the line tonight.
Stolzberg has it. Here's Seekers across the timeline. 15 seconds. Down to 13. Now down to 10. Down to 8 seconds. Seacrest on the right wing. Back in the corner. Spivel for a three-pointer up there. Going to be no good. Rebound. Juggled. Knocked to the floor. Goes out of bounds off of Joplin Yoder's hand. So Salisbury had the ball to win down, but he threw it backboard, but just over a second to go.
Yeah, Allie Miller does a really good job taking up space in that low post.
She has. It'll be Spivel to win about it. And Mazet in the hands of Miller. Miller shot up in there. Going to be no good. Rebound by Spivel, and that will do it for the first half. Halftime score from the recenter. It is Stolzberg 24 and Highland 21. Back around the recap the first half for you on WKLN.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products and MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Well, certainly a game of runs in that first half. Stralsburg has a 24-21 lead at halftime, but how did we get there? Well, Highland scored the first 14 points of the game. At that point, you thought, well, this might be a rout here. But then Stralsburg, to their credit, returned the favor on a 24-0 run. Highland led 14-8 after one, but after that 24-0 run by Stralsburg, they led 24-14 over Highland in the second quarter. Then Highland was able to close out the first half with the Lady Hawks on a 7-0 run of their own. And they trailed by 3 points at halftime at 24-21 to Stralsburg. Stralsburg outscoring Highland 16-7 in all in that second quarter to take this 3-point halftime lead. First, Stralsburg leading the way in the first half. Olivia Spidell came off the bench, and she had an outstanding first half, going 1-for-2 from 3-point distance, 0-for-2 from 2-point range, and 4-for-6 from the foul line. Spidell had 7 points. 6 points also scored by Sophia Seacrest, so she buried a pair of 3-pointers in the first half. 4 points for Riley Thomas. 3 points scored by Addison Sibilla, and also 2 apiece for Allie Miller and Lila Wiggs, running out the Stralsburg total of 24. For Highland leading the way, that was Ellie Habiger. Habiger in that first half of action would finish up going 1-for-2 on 3-point tries, 0-for-2 from 2-point range, but 4-for-4 from the foul line. Habiger had 6 points. Also, 3 points apiece for Trish Troyer and Perrin Mishler, and 2 apiece for Joplin Yoder, Macy Mullett, Evie Mast, as well as Tori Weaver in the first half for Highland's total of 21. Halftime score, Stralsburg 24, Highland 21. Now for the first half team numbers. Here is Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. For Highland, they would go just 3 of 12 from behind the arc for 25%, while Stralsburg went 4 of 10 for 40%. For Stralsburg, they would go 4 of 13 from 2-point range. That's good for 30%. Highland just 2 of 12 for 16%. Highland was perfect from the free throw line, as they would go 8 for 8 for 100%. Stralsburg 4 of 10 for 40%. Rebounding, slight advantage to Stralsburg. They would grab 20 compared to Highland's 19. Both teams committed 4 turnovers in the first half.
Individual rebounding leaders, Stralsburg's Riley Thomas had 5 rebounds. Also 3 rebounds for Allie Miller. For Highland leading the way, it was Tori Weaver, who had 5 boards, 3 at the offensive end. 4 rebounds for Joplin Yoder. She had 3 offensive and 3 boards also for Ellie Habiger. 24-21, Stralsburg lead at halftime. At one point, we didn't think there was any possible chance Stralsburg was going to have a lead here to the half.
No, and you said game of runs, and boy, how about that, a tale of two halves there. But,
good timeout by Strollberg. They changed that defense to a zone. When that happened, that's when Highland had troubles. They went cold from the outside. And this zone defense for Strollberg, they're really aggressive. They did a good job defending the perimeter out there. And Highland's not found an answer for it yet.
We'll see what happens in the second half of play. Halftime score, Strollberg 24, Highland 21. Back with the second half after this on WKOM. MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Rider Highland's next game, of course, will be in the tournament. The Division 7 sectional final. They'll be here at the Race Center. As Highland at the top seed in that district, they'll be playing host to either the 5-seed Stimbel Catholic Central or the 8-seed Toronto. It'll be on February 15th at 1 o'clock. Stallsburg, they'll be playing as the number 2-seed in that same district in Division 7. And they'll be in the sectional semifinals against the 10-seed Bridgeport on February 12th, 7 o'clock, over at Stallsburg. All ready for the second half of this one. It'll be Stallsburg ball here at side court. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz and Michael Heyman back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Stallsburg ball going from left to right in the second half. Seacrest. Pass inside. Goes to Cutting. Riley Thomas grabs it and lays it up. No good. Missed the shot. Rebound. Joplin Yoder. Good play, just couldn't convert. Highland ball going right to left. Here's Edie Mass. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound, Riley Thomas. Lady Tigers have it in a three-point lead. Here's Seacrest across the timeline. Takes it right wing. She'll back it up against Edie Mass. Seacrest. Pass to the corner, goes in the hands now of Gilkerson. Back out top, Riley Thomas. Dribbles the right point now to the baseline, to the right block. Her shot up off the glass, no good. Good defense by Habiger. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Here's Macy Mullen with it. Of course, had three personal fouls in that first half. Mullen, down the right wing. Drive to the foul line. Delay, runner by Mullen. Off the glass, it's good.
Good take.
Her first field goal, 4 points for Mullen. Highland down by one. Strollsburg roll here. Seacrest to the foul line. And she had a step on Edie Mast. She'll get called for the foul. Mast. We'll have her second first team foul at Highland.
Yeah, heads up play by Seacrest there. She knew she had that step on, just kind of bodied her up and drew the foul.
And Strollsburg to inbound it here at side court. And the inbound is going to be Ella Gilkerson. And the 5'5 junior inbounds it to Thomas on the right wing. Loves the side to Allie Miller. Her shot up off the glass is good. Allie Miller has four. Back to a 26-23 advantage for Strollsburg. Highland ball, here's Macy Moa. On the left wing in the hands of Trish Troyer. Back inside, Joplin Yoder. Lost it and poked loose, but a foul's called on Allie Miller. Her second first team foul on Strollsburg.
Yeah, and you can see Highland wants to get Joplin involved here. She's got to touch every possession here so far, and they need her to get involved offensively.
Call that the third personal foul on Riley Thomas instead.
Oh, that's big.
In batted to Joplin Yoder. Al top Mast. Left wing now to Macy Mullen. Gets the handoff. Evie Mast. Drive. Lane. Mast to the corner. Here's Joplin Yoder for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Allie Miller. Tigers basketball in a three-point lead. Seacrest down to the front court. Out of the foul line. Dribbles it. Their pass left wing now to Gilkerson for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the floor. Saved by Habiger into the hands of Joplin Yoder. Macy Mullet down to the front court. On the right wing. Mullet back in the corner to Evie Mast. Mast drive. Lane. Her shot up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Fought for. He'll be grabbed by Allie Miller. Tigers ball up by three. Seacrest across the half court line. On the right wing to Gilkerson. Right corner now. Grabbed by Wiggs. Inside in traffic. Deflected away. Back to Wiggs. Out top now to Gilkerson. Now to Thomas around the foul line. Drive to Lane. Thomas's shot. Fade away. No good. Rebound Joplin Yoder. She'll be fouled by Allie Miller going over her back. Second team foul on Strasburg. And now Miller has her second personal foul.
And that's a fourth rebound by Joplin here in this quarter. Great job getting position.
Paramistler is in, Edie Mast out. Also, Spidell checking in and Cibola checking in as well. Out will be for Strasburg, Gilkerson, as well as Lila Wiggs. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Highland ball, here's Macy Mullet out top to Habiger. Back over to Trish Troy around the foul line to Joplin Yoder. Back in the corner now. Three-pointer by Macy Mullet's going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Is tracked down by Paramistler. And she'll be fouled by Thomas on that loose ball. Big foul there. That'll be Thomas's fourth personal foul.
Yeah, that is a big one there. That's a break for Highland indeed.
Wow.
How about the hustle there by Paramistler grabbing that offensive board?
Huge board and foul. Fourth on Thomas. 13th foul on Strasburg. So Thomas going to have to check out. In for her going to be Maddie Boylan.
Highland needs to take advantage of this now and get Joplin Yoder the ball inside.
Macy Mullet to inbound it. And her pass to the corner, grabbed by Paramistler. Spins around to the baseline. Crosser pass right corner, goes through the hands of Habiger and out of bounds. Highland will have a turnover. They'll be their fifth of the game.
Yeah, Perrin made a good move to the baseline. Habiger just not ready for that hot potato.
Just four turnovers by comparison for Strasburg tonight.
Both teams done a good job taking care of the basketball.
Tigers ball. They have a three-point lead. 5:14 to play in the third. Seacrest to the foul line. Thompson inside to Allie Miller. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound to Habiger. Ken Thomas on the bench with four personal fouls for Strasburg. Here's Mullet. Mullet kicks it right wing back to Paramistler. Out top to Habiger. Habiger to the foul line. To the lane. Thompson inside. She'll throw it away. And a steal by Spidell. Spidell on the fast break. Pearson off the glass going to be no good. That she drew a foul. The back penalty, I believe. Will that be Macy Mullet? I think so.
Yeah, if it is, that's her fourth.
Second team foul, Highland. And the foul indeed called on Mullet.
Wow. My.
So a key player for Highland with four fouls. Key play for Strasburg. Also four personal fouls on the night.
Spidell, a good ball player here for Strasburg.
Very good. She'll get the bounce there on the free throw. 8 points for Olivia Spidell. The Weaver in for Macy Mullet. And at the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game as that player receives the free t-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. And the second free throw by Spidell. That's up. It's going to be good. Got the bounce again. 9 points for Spidell. 28-23 lead for Strasburg. Highland ball. They almost threw it away. Yeah, nobody was there playing defense on him. Here's Evie Mass. She'll have it across the half-court line. Down to Habiger on the left wing, Tori Weaver. Here pass inside to Cutting Joplin Yoder. Her layup is no good, though. Rebound, Allie Miller. Here's Spidell across the timeline for the Tigers on the left wing. Out of the foul line. Into the corner now. Boylan for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Allie Miller's hands, and it will be Highland basketball. 5-point lead for Strasburg. Matt Croy alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast. The final game of the IVC Showcase. The South Division champions against the North Division champions tonight. Here's Evie Mast out top. On the left wing to Habiger. Upson inside deflected and throw it away. Here's Seacrest on the fast break. Seacrest to the baseline. Her shot left hand high in the air, no good. Rebound to Allie Miller. Her putback blocked by Jonathan Yoder. Rebound goes to Habiger. Highland ball again. Evie Mass, the three-quarter score. Takes it across the midcourt line. Midway mark of the third quarter. Bounce pass to Joplin Yoder on the right wing. Joplin picks it up. Out top the Evie Mast. Now to Perrin Mishler on the right point. Back on the far side to Habiger. Dribbles at foul line. Back out top the Evie Mast. She'll back it up to reset the offense near the midcourt line. Now to Habiger. Left wing Weaver. Weaver dribbles it. Into the corner to Evie Mast. Drive. Back out top, Joplin Yoder for a three-pointer. That's going to be in and out, no good. Halfway down and missed. Rebound to Seacrest. Stralsburg ball. Seacrest has it out top. Hands it off now to Spidell. 3:10 to play in the third quarter. Back inside, Allie Miller, double team. Her shot, no good, but she will draw a foul, says the official. And 13 foul called on Highland in this third quarter.
And she muscled that up there against Joplin Yoder and got Joplin on the foul.
That'll be Joplin's second personal foul. Allie Miller, a 6'1 junior at the charity stripe. She has 4 points tonight. And that free throw's up. It's going to be no good. Yoder Family Roof and Spalding serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spalding needs. Second free throw's up. That's going to be good on the second attempt. Miller will split a fair. She has 5 points. 29-23, Stralsburg. Highland has the ball. 3:05 to play, third quarter. Weaver out top. Against that 2-3 zone. Now to Evie Mast. Back to Weaver along the perimeter. Down the foul line to Habiger. Back out top to Evie Mast. Mast, the handoff now to Perrin Mistel on the right side. Mishler to the foul line, the lane. Runner by Mishler, going to be missed everything. Rebound saved by Habiger. Back to Trish Troyer out top. Now to Evie Mast. Mast to the foul line, the lane. Poke loose, grabs it again. Under the basket goes to Habiger. And a held ball. Arrow does stay with Highland, though. Highland having trouble getting anything inside.
Yeah, that defense of Stralsburg can just need to tighten it up. But Highland not taking advantage with Thomas being on the bench. They're really right. Not cutting into this lead.
They're not. Wiggs is in, and Maddie Boyle will check out for Stralsburg. Evie Mast to inbound. Pass out top to Trish Troyer. Troyer on the left point. Now three-pointer by Habiger's up there. Going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Allie Miller. Tigers have it. Now to Wiggs on the left wing. To Spidell out top. 2:18 to play third quarter. Stralsburg ball in a six-point lead. Here's Seacrest with it. On the right wing, grabbed now by Sibilla. Shovels it out top. Three-pointer by Wiggs up there. Going to be in and out. No good. Rebound deflected away. Grabbed by Sibilla to the corner. Back inside. To Spidell. Upper hands out of bounds. And that will be a turnover on the Lady Tigers. That'll be their fifth of the game.
Break for Highland here. They need to capitalize or need a bucket.
Trying to knock a shot down here. Again, down 29-23. Here's Evie Mass to the front court. To Weaver out top. Weaver surveys the defense. She'll find Evie Master that midcourt line. She'll spread the floor against that 2-3 zone defense. Adam Mass left wing. Back to Weaver in the corner. Back out top. She'll throw it away. Stolen by Seacrest. Seacrest to the bucket. Her layup going to be no good with the left hand. Rebound to Trish Troyer. Highland will dodge that bullet after the turnover. Evie Mass now to Trish Troyer. Troyer with it on the left point. Crossover. And shovels a crosser pass to the right side over to Evie Mast. Back in the left wing. Back to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be good.
Oh, boy, did Highland need that.
Trish Troyer has 6 points. Her second three-pointer made tonight. Her first three-pointer made since the first quarter. Highland down by a three. 29-26. 1 minute to play. Third quarter. Seacrest has it for Stralsburg on the left point. She'll back it up near that midcourt line. Calls out the play. 50 seconds. Seacrest right point. Dribbles it into the corner now to Wiggs. Thought about it. Now dribbles it to the lane. Layup by Wiggs off the glass is good. Lionel Wiggs has four. 31-26 Stralsburg. 40 seconds. Highland ball. Now Trish Troyer with it high on the left. Dribbles it out top. Hands it off to Evie Mast. Shofi Mistler. 30 seconds to play. Down to 25 seconds in counting. As Highland looks for that final shot of the third. Down to 16. Down to Trish Sawyer. Gets the handoff. Here's Mistler. Dribbles it out top 10 seconds. Pass deflected and stolen by Sechrist. Sechrist in transition. Her layup left hand. That'd be good. Steal the bucket by Sechrist. And that will do it for the third quarter. At the end of three, it's Strasburg 33, Highland 26. This is the Girls IBC Showcase on WKLM.
At Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomerain Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerain is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerain. Hospital.org.
It was Strasburg outscoring Highland 9-5 in that third quarter. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland was 1-for-6 on 3-point tries, just 16% shooting. Strasburg 0-for-3. Highland 1-for-4 from 2-point range for 25%. Strasburg 3-for-7. Strasburg also 3-of-4 from the foul line for 75%. Highland did not attempt the foul shot. And Highland out rebounding Strasburg 11-8 in that third quarter. 5 turnovers for Highland and 1 for Strasburg by comparison in that third quarter of play. Strasburg ball, they have a 33-26 advantage to begin the fourth from the recenter. Here's Sechrist's pass. Goes to Wiggs on the left wing. Back out top to Spidell. Dribbles it to the foul line. Double team to the corner. And 5-4 grab by Sechrist. Throws a behind-the-back pass through midcourt. Somehow chased down by Spidell. Now to Gilkerson high on the right. And she'll be fouled by Haberger. That'll be the first team foul Highland here in the fourth quarter, and Haberger has her first.
Yeah, got her on the reach there trying to get that steal.
And that was a possession looked like it was going nowhere. They get the foul, and they'll be spied out to win at him. Her pass goes to Sechrist. Strasburg came into this game with a record of 20-1, Highland at 18-3. Sechrist to the foul line. Backs it up out top. Surveys the defense. This will spread the floor. Still with it. Working against Evie Mast. Down to the right wing. Sechrist. Three-pointer goes up in the air. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball.
That's a break for Highland there. Probably not a shot that Strasburg needed there, but Sechrist's a really good ball player.
He has knocked down 2 3-pointers this evening. 8 points in all. The Highland has it right now. Here's Evie Mast in the front court against that 2-3 zone. Haberger. And the foul line, Joplin. Right wing, Evie Mast. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Allie Miller. Strasburg ball here. Sechrist left wing. Picks it up. Back out top to Spidell. Drive to Ellie Spidell. Shot left hand. That's no good. Rebound tip to the floor. Grabbed by Ellie Haberger. That's a poke loose by Spidell. She got the steal. And what? Hauser with time out. She lost the ball.
Oh, my.
Wow. Nobody had possession of it, but they gave Strasburg a timeout.
Oh, my.
6:38 to play in the fourth, 33-26 Highland. Strasburg with the lead. This is IBC Showcase on WKLM.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Brady Schlabel still looking for an explanation on that last timeout call for Strasburg. It was a loose ball on the floor, and they somehow got the timeout. Irregardless, Strasburg does have it out of the timeout now. Early in the fourth quarter.
Brady's grandpa asking for an explanation in the front row as well.
I don't think either one of them got the explanation.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Seacrest has it. She has it out top. Now to the left point. Picks it up. Cross-court pass right side to Wiggs. Dribbles it. On the right post inside to Allie Miller. Under the basket. Back to Wiggs. Wiggs three-pointers up in the air. Going to be knocked down.
Wow, inside out.
And Lila Wiggs has seven. That's her first three-pointer. Island ball down by 10. Trish Troyer pass inside Joplin Yoder. Her shot off last going to be no good, but a foul on Olivia Spidell. First team foul Strasburg, and Spidell has her third personal.
One of the rare times they was able to get an inside look to Joplin tonight.
Joplin Yoder just 2 points this evening. Came in averaging 16.5 a game and 8.5 rebounds for the 6-foot senior and Ashland University commit. That free throw going to be good. And Highland certainly could use a Joplin Yoder getting it going in this fourth quarter.
Well, they could indeed. They're getting an opportunity with the clock stop here, chipping into this lead.
First free throw good. Second free throw going to be good as well by Joplin. She has four. 36-28, Strasburg with the advantage.
Highland needs a stop.
He had the press on. Here's Spidell. And works it against Trish Troyer in the backcourt. She'll take it across the half-court line. Spidell out top. Fast pass to the right side. Grabbed by Seacrest. She'll back it up near the midcourt line. Seacrest still with the dribble. Out of the right wing. Spins around. Down the left point to Wiggs. Back in the corner to Spidell. Spidell to the baseline under the bucket. Cross-court pass to be grabbed by Seacrest. Seacrest to the foul line. Back out top. Now to Wiggs. From the left wing, back to Gilkerson. Cross-court pass Spidell. Spidell to the foul line. Around the foul line, Gilkerson. Out top to Spidell now. As Strasburg has it. With 5.5 to play, fourth quarter. Back to Seacrest. Into the corner goes to Wiggs. Cross-court pass to Spidell. Dumps it inside. Here's Allie Miller. Her shot going to be off last. No good. Rebound put back by Wiggs. Is good.
Opportunistic board.
Wiggs has 9 points. 5 of those in the fourth. Highland ball. Down by 10 again. Inside Joplin Yoder. Off her hand. Stolen away by Spidell. Joplin went down after the turnover. Highland's 11th turnover of the game. Spidell has it on the other side. And it's a shooting Seacrest with it. Back inside now to Gilkerson. Her shot blocked. Out of bounds by Ellie Haberger.
Yeah, good hustle by Ellie because it looked like that was a wide open layup.
Macy Mullet in and also Tori Weaver in. Mullet had not checked in to begin the fourth quarter. Timeout called. 4:52 to go. Strasburg got 38-28 lead over Highland. This is the Girls IVC Showcase on WKLM.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Playback on her way, inbound pass to Olivia Spidell. She'll bake it in with the left hand. Spidell up to 11 points and now 40-28 lead for Strasburg. Highland ball. Macy Mullet shot for the foul. Going to be up. No good, but she drew a foul on Seacrest. That'll be the second team foul in Strasburg. Seacrest will have her second, and it'll be Mullet now to the foul line.
And you can see how they miss Mullet early in this ballgame. Her presence on the floor when she's there, things happen. And she set out a good bit of this game with some foul trouble of her own, Matt.
Has made a difference, no question. After he throws up, it's going to be good. Mullet has 5 points now. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Hamlin reported on all the area basketball scores for you. That second free throw's up in, good as well. Mullen has six, Highland down by 10 at 40-30. 4.5 to play. Presses on to me, stolen away by Macy Mullen. Six turnover on Strasburg. Mullen out top. On the left wing, rebound by Trish Troyer. Back out top to Macy Mullen against that zone. Now to Perrin-Mistler. Out top to Mullen. Left wing now to Trish Troyer. Down the foul line to Habiger. Drive. Lane Habiger shut up. Going to be no good. She drew a foul. Joplin on the bench right now for Highland. Now she'll get a chance to check in for Highland. But that time was Habiger who drew the foul.
Yeah, did a great job. She saw a seam on the left side and took it hard to the hole and drew the foul.
13th foul in Strasburg in the fourth. Allie Miller, her third personal foul. Free throw by Habiger is going to be no good on the first attempt. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville.
Joplin and Evie check back in here for Highland.
Second free throw by Habiger going to be good. She'll split a pair. 7 points, Ellie Habiger. Highland down by 9. Strasburg will pass front court to a wide open Olivia Spidell. She'll grab it and lay it in.
Can't lose her.
She has 13-4 in the quarter. 42-31 Strasburg. Highland ball, 4 minutes to go. Macy Mullen with it high on the right. Right on the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Joplin to the paint. Her shot up is going to be good.
Yeah, good strong move there.
6 points for Joplin. And Highland down by 9 at 42-33. And the gets that press. The pass goes in the hands of Riley Thomas. Back to Spidell. Her pass goes front court. Back to Thomas on the right wing. Lobs inside to Allie Miller. Miller backs it in. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound. Thought four. On the four goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball. 3.5 to play. Highland ball. They trail at 42-33.
And you mentioned Thomas back in the game for Strasburg. He went those four fouls.
She has just 4 points tonight. None in the second half. Here's Evie Mast. Drive. Lobs it out top to Mullet. Mullet dribbles it right wing. The handoff back to Mast. Her pass to me. It looked like it was kicked, but apparently not. Stolen away by Seacrest. Seacrest passes inside to Wiggs. Knocked into bounds by Highland. And Strasburg will keep the basketball after they get the turnover on Highland.
Yeah, Seacrest, really good point guard. We haven't talked enough about her, but she does a lot of good things defensively and offensively.
She's been terrific. And now it'll be Spidell to inbound it for the Lady Tigers beneath their own backboard. Strasburg up by 9. A little over 3 minutes to play. Pass to the corner. Corralled by Seacrest. And he gets called for double dribble. So turnover on Strasburg. That'll be their 7th turnover.
Hmm.
And Tyler Bates wanted an explanation on that.
I'm a little curious about that one.
This is interesting. Highland basketball. Here's Macy Mullen. 3 minutes to play. Right on the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Drive to late. Her shot left hand. Going to be blocked by Miller. She got the rebound. What a defensive play by Allie Miller. Spidell hands it off to Seacrest. 2:40 to play. Bounce pass now to Riley Thomas. Thomas to the baseline. Her shot up off the glass is no good, but she'll draw a foul on Habiger. Second team foul on Highland. Ellie Habiger has her second personal foul. Now Thomas goes to the foul line.
Yeah, I mean, she's big and she's athletic. When she goes to the hole, there's not a lot you can do with her.
Riley Thomas, 5'11", senior, has not scored in the second half due to the foul trouble. 4 points in all tonight. Half free throws up. It's going to be good. But other players have stepped up for the Tigers this evening.
Well, Thomas, if she's not scoring, she's changing shots defensively, so she's good for about 10 more points than what she has.
That second free throw's up. That's going to be no good. Rebound tipped to the hands of Edie Mass. Highland ball. They trail it by 10. 2.5 to play. Macy Mullen against that zone. Dribbles it to the right wing. Around the foul line, Trish Troyer. Into the corner, Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it to the foul line. Delane spins around into the corner now to Trish Troyer. That three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Good inside-out game there.
Trish Troyer, her third three-pointer tonight. 9 points for her. Highland down 43-36. Seacrest has it with 2:05 to play. On the left wing. She'll back it up near the midcourt line. 2 minutes to go. Seacrest on the right point. Around the foul line, Riley Thomas. Thomas backs in, spins around, double team. Her shot up is going to be in and out. No good rebound, Joplin Yoder. Island ball, here's Macy Miller. On the right wing. Out top mast. Now to Joplin Yoder. Left side now to Trish Troyer. Back in the corner now to Habiger. She'll find Joplin Yoder. Drive, crosser pass, down out top to Trish Troyer. Left wing to Macy Miller. Her three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the four. She's down by Riley Thomas. Thomas juggles it, grabs it again. Across midcourt, now to Spidell. 1:24 to play. Tigers with it, and they have a 7-point lead. New foul yet from Highland. Here's Seacrest. Dribbles the left wing. Bounce pass is over to cutting Riley Thomas. Her layup was good. Big shot.
It was indeed. Good inlet pass there from Seacrest.
Highland ball. Pass the side. Joplin knocked out of bounds by Strasburg's Allie Miller. Highland will keep it down by 9, though, with 1:02 to play.
They're keeping it, but they're having a hard time getting anything inside still.
Macy Mullet to inbound. Bullet looking. Pass out top goes to Habiger. Dribbles to the foul line. Pass left wing down to Macy Mullet. Mullet drive. Lane kicks her right side. Three-pointer by Evie Mass. That'll be in and out. No good. Rebound goes to Allie Miller. Big stop, and now Wiggs has it to the front court. And a timeout call by Strasburg. The 49 seconds to go. Strasburg 45, Highland 36. This is the Girls IVC Showcase on WKLM.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning with over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD. Our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
It'll be Strasburg basketball out of the timeout. Olivia Spidell here on the far side in the front court, but the Tigers have that 9-point lead with 49 seconds to go. Inbounded by Spidell to Allie Miller on the backcourt. Back to Spidell. Dribbles into the front court. And poke loose. Going to be a foul called on the double team from Trish Troyer and Joplin Yoder. 13 foul on Highland, though. Not quite to the bonus just yet.
Spidell done a nice job here for Strasburg this afternoon.
She's had an outstanding game up to 13 points for her, four of those in the fourth. That foul was on Joplin Yoder, her third personal. And Weaver now checks in for Joplin. Spidell to inbound it. Does so out top to Riley Thomas. Thomas on the right wing. Back out top to Spidell. With 35 seconds, new foul. And a Seacrest. Spins around, still no foul from the Lady Hawks. And now a foul on Evie Mast. She'll foul Seacrest, the fourth team foul on Highland. Mast has her third personal.
Well, she is so fast out there, she's hard to catch the foul. Evie literally had to reach out and grab her. Seacrest has great quickness from the point guard position.
Fast and handles that ball well.
Yep.
29 seconds to play. Inbounded to Allie Miller, back to Seacrest in the backcourt. And Highland's going to have to foul quick. No foul right now at 23 seconds.
They can't catch her.
No. And now finally a foul by Weaver. She'll get to her. With 18.9 seconds to go, that will send Seacrest to the foul line.
Well, it takes Torrey to get it done. Torrey can chase her down.
First foul on Weaver tonight, but just 18.9 seconds to play and a 9-point advantage for Strasburg. They're in the driver's seat right now.
And their crowd feels it, too. They've been very vocal here tonight. You can hear them.
Joplin Yoder back in. Macy Mullet in as well. Perrin Mishler and Torrey Weaver will have a seat. Seacrest, the free throw. That is going to be no good on the first attempt. And a 5'3 junior point guard with the second free throw. That is up. That's going to be good. 9 points for Seacrest. 10-point lead for Strasburg. Mowat will be held onto by Seacrest. They're not sure of the reason for the foul, to be honest with you.
No, they called an intentional.
Intentional foul. Her third.
I don't understand that one.
Just kind of held onto her arm. At this point, you have a 10-point lead with 15 seconds to play.
Yeah.
Really no reason for the foul.
No, I'm not sure what that was all about.
So Macy Mullen at the charity stripe. Of course, nobody along the lane because of the intentional foul call.
Well, a break for Highland here. They can cut into this.
Well, 6 points in all. As dealt with her share of foul trouble this evening. That free throw is up. It's going to be good. And the second free throw is up. That's going to be good as well. And Highland will have the ball.
He's 6 of 6 from the line tonight.
So now Highland down by 8. Havager here at side court. Looking for a play call. Inbounded. Mullen dribbles it out top end of the corner. Three-pointer by Trish Schroyer's up there. Going to be no good. Rebound Riley Thomas. Down to Spidell. 6 seconds. She'll be fouled, but that'll just about do it there.
It will indeed.
4 seconds to go. Joplin under her fourth personal foul. So Strasburg gets the victory tonight. Just 4 seconds away officially from putting it in the books. In this IVC Showcase game. Again, the North Division champions against the South Division champions. And two teams that could face each other again in the district finals. That free throw's up. It's going to be good. Highland, of course, for the top seed in the upcoming Division 7 district. And Strasburg, the number 2 seed. Spidell buries the first free throw. Second free throw's up. That's going to be good as well. Trish Troyer down to the corner of the three-pointer by Evie Bass is up in there. That's going to be in and out and no good, and that will do it. Strasburg gets the win at the recenter, 48-38 here at the IVC Showcase. So Strasburg will finish up their regular season with a record of 21-1. That's a new school record for most wins in a single season as they have tied the school record with 20 wins. Now a new school record with 21 wins at 21-1. They've won 7 straight. Highland drops the record at 18-4 to cap off their regular season. Now snap a 5-game winning streak. Again, the final score, Strasburg 40, Highland 38. Back after this on WKLM.
In searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are interested in helping a child or a grandchild prepare to pay for college, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I can help you set up a 529 college savings plan, which offers great tax incentives when the funds are used for qualified education expenses. Call or stop by my office at 212 North Washington Street in Millersburg.
It is the final tonight here from the Reese Center. Dave Stabaugh Court, the final game of the girls' IVC showcase. And it was a good one tonight, but Strasburg does get the win, 48-38 over Highland, in a closely contested game throughout the way, but really a crazy first half of runs where Sol Highland start the game off on a 14-0 run. It looked like Highland was going to be in the command of this game, and then in Strasburg, a huge response. Really, that's the key to the game, the response by Strasburg after being down 14-0. They responded by scoring 24 consecutive points. And they led it 24-14 in the second. Highland closed out the first half in a 7-0 run of their own. And it was a three-point game at halftime at 24-21 Strasburg. Really kind of a defensive second half. Strasburg outscored Highland 9-5 in the third. And they led 33-26 through three. And outscoring Highland 15-12 in the final period. And Strasburg gets the 10-point win, 48-38 over Highland. Leading the way for Strasburg tonight, one player in double figures, that was Olivia Spidell. Off the bench, had a terrific game. And for Spidell, going 1-for-2 from long distance, 2-for-4 from two-point range, and also was 8-for-10 for the foul line. Spidell had 15 points to lead all scores. Also, Sophia Seacrest, the starting point guard, she would end up going just shy of double figures at 2-for-5 from the long distance, 1-for-4 from two-point range, and 1-for-2 for the foul line. Seacrest finished up with 9 points. Also, Lila Wiggs on the evening would finish up going 1-for-2 on three-point shots, and also 3-for-3 from two-point range. Wiggs had a total of 9 points. 7 points for Riley Thomas, 5 points for Allie Miller, and also 3 for Addison Sibilla, running out the Strasburg total of 48. For Highland, leading the way for them, it was nobody in double figures. It was Trish Troyer was the closest to it. Trish Troyer would go 3-for-5 from downtown for her total of 9 points. Also, Macy Mullett on the night would go 0-for-4 on three-point tries, 1-for-4 from two-point range, 6-for-6 for the foul line. And she would finish up going with 8 points on the evening. 6 points for Joplin Yoder. Also 7 for Ellie Habiger on the evening as well. Habiger, 1-for-3 from beyond the arc, 0-for-2 from two-point range, in 5-of-6 for the foul line for her total of 7. 2 points scored by Edie Mast, 3 for Per Mishler, and 2 for Tori Weaver, letting out the Highland total of 38. Final score, Strasburg 48, Highland 38. Now with the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. For Highland on the night, behind the arc, they would go just 5 of 22, good for 22%, while Strasburg was 5 of 15 for 33%. From the floor, Strasburg 11 of 29 for 37%, while Highland 4 of 18 for 22%. From the free throw line, Highland got it done there tonight, 15 of 16, good for 93%, while Strasburg was just 11 of 28 for 39%. Rebounding advantage goes to Strasburg, 42-37. Highland committed 11 turnovers, while Strasburg committed just 7.
Individual rebounding leaders for Strasburg, 10 rebounds for Allie Miller to go along with her 5 points. 3 at the offensive end, 9 rebounds for Riley Thomas as well. And for Highland leading the way, it was 9 rebounds for Joplin Yoder, 3 at the offensive end, and also 6 boards for Ellie Habiger, 5 rebounds for Tori Weaver. She had 3 at the offensive end. Final score tonight, Strasburg wins it 48-30 over Highland. And for Strasburg, I think you kind of go into this game, Troy, wanting to see if you can develop that belief that you can beat a Highland team. And obviously, they were able to do that here this evening.
Yeah, they're walking out of here with a whole lot of confidence tonight, Matt, knowing they can knock off a Highland team on their home floor. And you know what? They did it in a convincing fashion. And for them to overcome that 14-0 deficit, run off 24 points against Highland unmatched, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's certainly very impressive. Now, for Highland, obviously, you get the loss tonight, but it's something you can certainly take take away a lot of this if you're Randy Staball, the coaching staff, and figure out how, if you do encounter them again, how you approach them the second time.
Well, there's a lot to learn from this. You go back and watch the film on us, you're going to see the size of Charlottesville and what this did to Highland tonight. And you know, when that, and it's going to happen as you go down the tournament trail, you're going to meet teams that will match up with your size inside. So your guards have got a plan tonight. The guards, you know, they struggled, but again, give Charlottesville credit with their defense.
Certainly did. So they were able to get that win against Charlottesville, wins it by the final score, 48-38. And don't look now, Troy, but tournament time is starting up next week.
I can't believe it's that time of the year already, but it's our favorite time of the year. So season number two about to get underway, and we're ready.
Yes, we are. So Charlottesville will finish up the regular season at 21-1. Again, winning seven in a row, their most wins in a single season in school history. Of course, first-year coach Tyler Bates, who after coming from Loudonville, taking over the program this year. And they'll be playing again in the as the number two seed in that Division 7 district, the same district as Highlands in. And they'll be in the sectional semifinals against the number 10 seed Bridgeport on February 12th, 7 o'clock at Charlottesville. Highland goes to 18-4 with a loss. They snap a five-game winning streak. They'll be the top seed in that district. Highland will play in the sectional final on February 15th at 1 o'clock here at Highland against either the 5 seed Simiville Catholic Central or the 8 seed Toronto. Again, our take a look at our Thud and Ink player of the contest will be the Ellie Habiger. Habiger finished up with the 7 points. Also had a total of, for her, with 6 rebounds. So Ellie Habiger, 7 points and 6 boards. She'll be our Thud and Ink player of the game for the Highland Lady Hawks. Full week of basketball coming up, of course, tomorrow. Well, the boys tournament drawing reports coming your way, so stay tuned for that. Well, you can find out how all the area teams, well, their seed will be, when they're going to be playing, and where. Starting just after 3 o'clock, we'll have those reports for you throughout, and we'll air those throughout the day tomorrow for the boys sectional and district tournament drawing reports for tomorrow on WKLM. Then on Tuesday, boys basketball, West Holmes at Highland, the Battle of Holmes County. And on Thursday, girls basketball and the Division 4 sectional, Cambridge is at West Holmes. Next Friday will be boys basketball. Two games coming away. Mansfield Seniors at West Holmes, and also Highland will be at Lexington. Of course, we'll have the Highland Girls sectional final next Saturday, and all coming away next week here on WKLM. That'll wrap things up for us. Special thanks to Michael Hammond back at the studio. I'm Matt Roy alongside Troy Fritz, and stick around after the game for High School Scoreboard. We'll have all the area scores for you in 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final one, the girls' IVC showcase from the Reese Center. It was Charlottesville 48 and Highland 38. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.